brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get ready for another powerful edition, my friends, of Real Talk Radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. I remember about 8 years ago, folks would call into the show and they'd say, Alex, what do you call yourself, a conservative, a liberal, a libertarian? You know, what type of radio show is this? And I'd say simply, it's Real Talk Radio. Real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. And I always come down on the side of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I mean, if you want to know where I stand, we have so many new listeners every millisecond tuning in on our AM and FM affiliates across the country and on shortwave and the internet and satellite as well. I believe in freedom. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I believe in George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. I believe in freedom. I believe in a rule of law. I believe that the government is not our God and is not our master. And I believe that government is deadly dangerous. And throughout history, the most dangerous force that free peoples ever contend with. And I know that we have a very evil, manipulative, deceptive military-industrial complex that is owned by the large global banks based in Europe, and that they are turning America into a high-tech police state. And there, I said the word military-industrial complex. Oh my gosh, I don't support the troops. That's the dumbed-down general population that we have in many cases. No, I said the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, the supreme commander of European operations, that as he was leaving his farewell speech in 1960, he said, beware the military-industrial complex. That's the private organizations and entities that have grown up around military actions and that have grown up around wars that the banks themselves have orchestrated to then consolidate wealth and power. And the globalists found out that wars were so profitable that they'd have to have dozens of other wars, not just the conventional combat at arms or physical conflict. Why, they could have a war against poverty, a war against drugs, a war against terror, a war against natural disaster. And if the public didn't give in and acquiesce to these wars and pay these taxes and give up their freedoms, why, the military-industrial complex that controls and funds all these other wars and that becomes very wealthy from these wars, why, they'll just have to carry out a terror attack. Or they'll have to ship in the drugs to create the crisis. Or they'll go in and break up the families to have the war on, you know, the war on child abuse when the government is five times more likely to abuse children. It's like having Satan investigate Beelzebub. So that's my opening salvo there today. We will plunge into the news on Hurricane Katrina, also on the Supreme Court dual vacancy going on right now. One of the grandfathers of the truth movement is joining us in about 55 minutes, Eustace Mullins. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and JonesReport.com. Watch those sites for continual developments.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have wide open phones throughout the three-hour broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to talk about how FEMA has been caught with their pants down. We now have an article here with a synopsis with over 10 examples of FEMA caught sabotaging relief efforts, cutting power lines, cutting police communications lines, refusing to let food and water in, shooting people, shooting Army Corps of Engineers. I mean, it is unbelievable, and it's hidden in plain view. Just right out in the open. It comes out on Fox. They report it on CNN. I even saw a blurb last night on MSNBC. But it's just, oh, FEMA got, they're really dumb, they're really stupid. They got caught cutting more communications lines. Boy, they're dumb. That'd be like if I walked into a bank, pulled out a 45, and said, put all the money in these little bags. And then as I was walking out the front of the building, the police were behind their squad cars, and they said, drop it. And I dropped my gun, and I said, sorry, officers, I just screwed up. I'm just inept. And they said, that's okay, you can go, because you said that you were just inept. You see, they're mislabeling it. The media is admitting that they're cutting power lines and cutting communications lines and not letting food and water in and literally going around in their boats all over the city, not rescuing people, stopping the police and others from rescuing people. I mean, I have two different reports here alone with Sean Penn, who I'm not a particular fan of some of his policies and some of his ideas, though I agree with him on the Iraq War, but regardless, I know him to be honest. And he's reporting what we're also getting from police that have been resigning, that he's out there driving around the city all day in this boat with some other rescuers, and the whole day, they all over the city, they saw two other rescue boats and then two other boats that had FEMA people in them, and they witnessed the FEMA people making jokes to women up on top of a building. They're screaming for help, 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 and the police say, show us what you got, lifting their shirts up. Show us, you know, the FEMA police, show us what you got and we'll help you. And that's the other reports we've gotten confirmed, that the military was told to stand around, play cards, smoke cigarettes. People are dying, and we're talking last week, and begging for help, and then they're just basically aiming machine guns at them. And I do have it on videotape. I happen to be recording when it happened. General Honore was running through the city, blowing up at police and blowing up at military for basically not helping people and just pointing machine guns at them. Just, you know, like it's fun. This is the big power trip of their lives. These cops and guardsmen and regular army live in little apartments and drive Pintos and don't have any money, don't have, you know, don't feel like they have any personal power. So it's all about getting a little bit, you know, getting your game on, getting to shove people around. Now, obviously, there's a lot of police and a lot of military that were humanitarians, that were doing a good job. My only point is that when you get corruption in government, it's worse than just general run-of-the-mill corruption because it runs wild. It runs unabated. You know, they're the authorities. They're the officials. And, you know, nothing can really be done. They can just feed on us and basically be as abusive as they want. And, I mean, it is such a big deal to have FEMA caught red-handed sabotaging from day one, from Monday through today. More and more reports. We are now confirming reports that FEMA last week was breaking levees to, quote, let the water out. And that's like a, as one of my friends said last night, that's like a Three Stooges episode where Mo, with a hammer, knocks a hole in the bottom of the little rowboat they're in, and the water starts coming in. And so Curly, to let the water out, screws a hole down into the boat to let the water in. I mean, to let that water out. So Mo knocks a hole to let the water in, and then Curly or Larry screws a hole to let the water out. And, I mean, obviously, if the water is higher than water on the other side, and the Pontchartrain knocking a hole out, sure, that would let it equalize. But you don't want to do that because it's hurricane season, it's storm season for another month and a half. You want to repair all those and then pump it out. You don't want to knock holes in it because then obviously when it equalizes, you're still going to have a problem with water there in the hole. And see, that was just their cover story. It was hidden in plain view. FEMA was actually sabotaging. FEMA repeatedly ordered troops and FEMA guards to open fire on Army Corps of Engineers and on special forces engineers and others that were in there. And this is not a case of friendly fire, folks. Something is going on. I mean, when you got three parishes that we know of with armed guards guarding police communications towers and guarding water supplies and guarding the highways, checking IDs, not allowing FEMA into their parishes because, quote, they are engaging in sabotage, as two parish sheriffs have said. I mean, when you catch them, not asking you, sneaking around in the dark, cutting your communications lines, you start putting two and two together. And a lot of police are going, I just can't believe it. I just can't I just can't believe FEMA. I work with FEMA people. They're good. It's like every other agency or organization. Most of the people in the organization are not bad. Though in the BATF, that's not really the case. These are criminal individuals, in my experience and research. Well, in FEMA, you've got a higher percentage of criminals and sociopaths. Well, they admittedly, it's come out in the news. In fact, that's stuff we ought to post. I just remembered that. In the last hurricanes, last year in Florida, it came out how they would hire FEMA people who were bank robbers and killers and wife beaters and drug dealers, and how a huge percentage of them were like hardcore, you know, criminals with giant swastika tattoos around their huge biceps. Well, Stalin and Hitler knew this. I mean, Hitler's brown shirts that took him to power, that he stormed to power with, they were predominantly hardcore criminals, folks. I mean, that's who will do the job. I mean, you know, that's who will beat up people and kill people and rape and kill. And that's who you have men get in there and cut the communications lines.
Yeah, we like it. We like doing it. We like power.
Baby, why don't you come on down here? You want me to rescue you? You're looking pretty good today.
I mean, literally, that's what they're doing.
Let me lick my lips, baby. Ugh, FEMA wants to help you.
So they've just emptied out the prisons, and I forgot about that. Again, more pieces fall together by the millisecond. I remember a bunch of articles out of Florida where a huge percentage were hardcore criminals. I mean, violent, violent felons. And FEMA refused to fire them, quote, when it was discovered, as if they didn't know. Right out of the hardcore pens. I wonder how the cops feel working right next to hardcore people out of the pen. And it isn't just some pot dealer out of the pen. Remember that. They don't want some nice long-haired hippie that wants to help people with a criminal record. They want hardcore criminals. Oh, you're doubting me. The Washington Post and the Washington Times 2 years ago reported that the U.S. government was giving amnesty to people who were aggravated felons if they were from Latin America. Oh, do a LexisNexis search, do a Google search. We've got it on InfoWars and in the archives. Actual felons. But not just felons, you've got to be hardcore. And then you get to join the U.S. Army. And now 24% of the force on the ground in Iraq is Latin American, who were illegal aliens and instantly legalized. Huge recruiting offices in Mexico City, huge recruiting offices in Nuevo Laredo, huge recruiting offices all over Latin America, and they fly them up here. They fly them up here in a business class ticket, and they get off, and they go sign those papers, and they don't speak a lick of English, but if they're aggravated felons, they go right to the top of the charts. So I'd forgotten about that. We need to call my writers, my webmasters. We need to get those articles where FEMA hires criminals. And if we're too busy to get it done, other websites, you should get it done. Or listeners, you should get it done. Do your Google search, FEMA hiring felons, FEMA caught, FEMA, what were the headlines from last year? Let me bring one up. FEMA, it was something like FEMA bosses, convicted felons. There were a whole bunch of articles, but you can find it with keyword searches. And they're all there right now in New Orleans having a good time. They're having a good time right now. And you're all being trained to give your rights up, to give your freedoms up, to be good little slaves. You're all being trained to give up, quote, liberty, and then you will supposedly get security. And that is not the case, folks. You give up liberty, you get tyranny. And I'm not kidding about this. I'm not joking about this. This is very, very, very serious. It is a fact that the military hires aggravated felons from Latin America. Even ABC News reported they're hiring all the former Death Squad people who work in Iraq. It is a fact. It is a fact that FEMA hires criminals because criminals will follow orders. Because criminals will enjoy themselves. Because they'll do bad things. That is, they'll follow unlawful orders, to be more precise. And they like to exercise power on you and your family. They enjoy breaking up families.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, folks. Real talk radio. Real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. Charles in Louisiana has been calling and giving us reports for the last week. Robert, Tim, Jason, others, your calls are coming up. They're going to forcibly remove the people of the city. They estimate that 10,000 or more people are still in the city. They guesstimate that over 10,000 people, or around 10,000 people, I've seen different reports. They say as many as 20,000, as many as 10,000. I don't think they know, but the conservative estimate, we hope that's on the right side of things, is 10,000 dead. But now, you got about 30% of the city, because the water has receded from about 10% more of the city. So already, 20% of the city was not underwater. And a lot of that was the wealthier middle class areas. It was the Ninth Ward kind of welfare crowd and some of the disadvantaged folks that were down deep in the bowl, 20 feet below sea level. But about 20% of the city was up above that and did not flood. These are nice middle class homes, some of them very wealthy areas, the French Quarter, the entertainment tourist district. And people have food, they have water filters, a lot of them. And most of these 10,000 people, as you already know, I mean, this has been talked about ad infinitum, but it's important to really focus in on why this is happening. They try to get their 10-year-old dog, that they sleep with, that they love, that they take to the vet. They tell them, no, you can't take your Boston Terrier, you can't take your Chihuahua, you can't take your Irish Setter, you can't take your German Shepherd, you can't take your tabby cat, your calico cat, you can't take your box turtle, to the little 10-year-old. And so these people are saying, I mean, the helicopters have shown it, and every time they see it, they cut away. It's almost like there's a written rule to not show it, but people in swimming pools and people on their roof sunbathing and people having parties, there's a lot of self-sufficient people that are seeing this all as a big vacation. And their job's destroyed, and they can't get to their bank account, but in between them and their neighbors, they got a 3-month supply of food because they were smart. They lived in New Orleans, after all. A lot of folks did get prepared. And so they're not anywhere near the fetid water. And they know if they leave, FEMA may just take their house. FEMA's done this many times. And so they're saying, no, you don't let me take my dog that I love, that's a member of the family, that sleeps at the foot of the bed, that brings me my slippers in the newspaper every day. I mean, my dogs are members of the family. I mean, it's me, my wife, and the Boston Terrier in between us. I was hugging on my dog last night when I finally got in bed at 4 a.m. after I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. And I was just hugging my dog and my favorite dog, my Boston Terrier, and I was just thinking I would not abandon him unless my children were in danger. I'd leave that dog in 5 seconds. But, again, there'd be no reason to not let you have your dog. It's just totally cruel. And now my wife is on this jag of wanting to adopt some of these people's animals. And I told her, and I can't tell her anything. And now I'm going to end up with more animals. And then I'll end up liking them. And then the people won't want them back. And then I'll end up having a bunch of more dogs. And you ought to try doing a coast-to-coast radio interview with a chihuahua running around begging for food at your feet. At 4 a.m., it just never ends. But it's hard to get mad at the chihuahua. But that dog is out of control. But now I'm going to have more of them thanks to this disaster that the government really orchestrated. But that's what you got to do. But to make a long story short, I'm babbling. We're going to go to break. We'll come back straight to Charles and others that are holding. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go quickly through your calls. And the police chief is saying he's got orders from the mayor with FEMA to go in there and start forcibly removing people. And you're going to see, again, nice images of SWAT teams raiding homes and raiding families because people won't give up their dogs. I mean, I have no problem with the police going in to looters that aren't in their property, who are, staying in somebody else's house, defecating on the floor, with a bunch of stolen jewelry. But the police should go knock on the door, say, come to the door, and if people can show the police, the photos of themselves in the house and that it's their home, that's what freedom's all about. If they want to stay in the home and it's up to their, own devices, that's freedom. Leave them. Now, the cops come to the door and somebody's sneaking around inside there and they say, come to the door, and I mean, certainly you need to deal with some of the pockets of greedy looters that are in there, but the majority of people are not. And how do you expect them to leave? I mean, let me ask the police this. I mean, if people told you to give up your dog at 10, 12 years, would you do it? Could you do it? No, you wouldn't do it. So don't be hypocrites. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are going to your calls momentarily. I have made 12 documentary films, and I think they're pretty good. Listeners and many people across the country say they're the best truth-seeking patriot documentaries, bar none. I know this, they cover the most information. My new film, Martial Law, notice how that fits in with what you're now seeing happening. Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is really a miniseries. 3 hours long. It's really 3 hours on the nose. 3 hours and 45 seconds, if you really want to be precise. And I'm proud. I'm proud of this documentary. I mean, it covers the latest police state developments, the sound cannons, the hover blimps, the police just savagely threatening to arrest members of the media who have congressional, you know, press passes that can get you 10 feet from the president, but don't interview an old lady at Ground Zero because we're the cops, and you're scum, and you're going to learn to worship us. That's the first, you know, 35 minutes or so. Then we spend over an hour on confronting Michael Moore for doing a whitewash on 9/11. We spent about 10 minutes on that, but over an hour on 9/11 itself, what the globalists did, how they executed the attacks, how the supposed hijackers were decoys. Then we look at the history of the elite, the Nazi connections, the connections to the occult, Bohemian Grove, and to really show you their mentality, why they're so into death and destruction, why they're so ruthless, why they're different than most people. It's so important to get this new film, Martial Law. And there's other great videos, like Aaron Zellman's JPFO, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Ownership's video, and on VHS and DVD. And you get three free color booklets with it when you order one, the Grandpa Jack series, comic book form for adults and children about the history of the Second Amendment. Really wakes people up. Three comic books, and when you order the DVD or VHS. Innocence Betrayed is the history of gun control, how and every time they take the guns, or they register the guns, then they take them, then they kill you, then they enslave you, then they rape your wife. I mean, this is just the way it works. The government takes your guns, hires criminals out of the prisons, and enslaves you, and now it's happening. So you better get Innocence Betrayed. George Humphrey's great 9/11 DVD that I don't think gets enough attention, that we carry, that also comes with a free color booklet, 90-something page book, a 9/11 The Great Illusion booklet, and then there's 9/11 The Great Illusion DVD or VHS, two-hour film, just amazing information, all about 9/11. Great film to get. And then we also, of course, have my classic 9/11 film, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Then there's Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, where I infiltrated the satanic encampment, where George Bush admittedly goes, you're Christian conservatives, doing a mock human sacrifice. I mean, now it's, since I snuck in there 5 years ago, people couldn't believe it, but now it's been in Wall Street Journal, New York Times, San Francisco Chronicle, even National Geographic last year. Oh, here's a photo of the mock sacrifice they released to us. See, they're just throwing it in your face. Oh, it's so Christian. It's of the Lord. You need to get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Here is the toll-free number. The toll-free number to order this video, or any of the videos that we've mentioned. One, a little bit dingy, folks. I had 3 hours sleep last night. I was on Coast to Coast AM. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com to order any of the documentaries via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. You can watch lengthy clips of all the films. You can read about the films. You can look at all the different specials. And your purchase makes this broadcast and all we do possible. So go to Infowars.com and order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And do not forget PrisonPlanet.tv, my weekly TV reports, all my documentary films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, all of my best audio interviews from the show, special video reports that aren't even on the TV show are on the website. Old archive shows. We've been putting more and more TV shows I did 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Special reports nobody's ever seen outside Austin are being uploaded to the site. We're going to be doing a lot more on that site. It just takes computers and employees and people to upload it and do it all. I mean, but we're doing it. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The more you support us, the more we can add to it. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, that is enough. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana, who's been giving us great reportage. Charles, give us the report now.
Well, they're saying there's tens of thousands of bodies, and the news media is trying to play it down, 53, but they found 27 bodies bunched together in one spot. There's bodies still floating in the street. They got different people taking the bodies, so we're never going to get the count right. But what I want to
say, that's how it works with Iraq. We know the real numbers are over 8,000 dead. That's official.
Yes.
That's in foreign German and
yes.
Dutch and British newspapers. It's even been in government reports here. Well, so it's the same thing. But by breaking it all up and having the bodies brought in secretly and,
yes.
and not counting it as a death if the person died after being evac'd out, they say it's at 2,000.
Yes, sir. Have you heard anything about what's happening in Iraq? The boys from Louisiana, Mississippi, wanting to come home. They're saying there's a lot of disorder up there in Iraq because...
That is what I've heard, yeah. I mean, how do you fight insurgency that your own government
yes.
funded when you're busy knowing that your wife and children are missing.
Well, they're killing them kids up there, and then they want to come home and protect their family, and they're having a lot of disorder up there. Another guy from Louisiana got killed yesterday. But anyway, I wanted to ask you this. Have you heard Barbara Bush, when she went down to Texas with Clinton, her son Clinton?
She said they've got it quite well, and that they're lucky, and that it's just wonderful.
Yeah, the camera was still on when she walked off, and she told, I think it was her husband, no matter where you send these people, how much money you get them, they're non-functionable. Did you hear that? It was a reporter on George Raleigh.
Yes, I did.
Okay, another thing is this ATF. They ought to see this. They weren't running around with their hairdos and just prima donnas. I don't even know how they could portray themselves as policemen. They want to confiscate guns where people's got houses. Report your guns, and they'll go into your house and get your guns.
And they'll never give them back to you. No, they're openly swaggering around in their little Billy Bad Butt outfits, swaggering around like punks while women and children die.
That's the truth. What you said is the truth. They're running around like punks, which they are. And I tell you the truth, Mr. Jones, you would have a better chance of surviving in the middle of Angola than around them thugs. They're nothing but bootlickers, like you said. They are thugs. Just they're gangs. I'm telling you the truth. When the truth comes out about this here, when the truth gets out, and I know you'll get the truth out.
Well, we have reports that the feds are demanding pleasure from the women.
Yes, yes. Oh, they get them up there. Look, they put dogs on people asking for water. They tell them to rescue.
Look, listen, I have admitted reports that are back in the newspaper where people are trying to walk out and they just machine gun them.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I've heard these reports too. Them five people on the bridge, I understand it was they own a worker they shot. Why would five people on a bridge attack the whole, the military? It's impossible.
Well, the report coming out is somebody fired a gun and an alligator or something, and then the feds flipped out and went and slaughtered their own people.
Well, that's like the helicopters come out of Washington.
Well, I mean, look, the wicked fleeth when none pursue it. The feds and the police, not all of them, but they're constantly acting like they're under attack, they're in danger, we're all evil. They freak out and basically stampede themselves. You know what the number one cause of death for a SWAT team officer is? This is their own admission.
Officer,
their own officer.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about Alex Jones, folks. I don't want any harm against you. You ought to look in the mirror.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, do you think we'll ever straighten this up with these police officers? And do you think we'll ever get this stuff straight? This has really been a tragedy here.
Well, let me say this: you got some good police officers. You've got three parishes now confirmed where they caught FEMA cutting police lines and not letting water in, where the sheriffs have got armed men and are even getting posses of citizens together, checking IDs, not letting FEMA in, guarding the key.
Well, our parish understands that. That's why they're not taking them all, because when you take them, the ATF comes with them, and they want to start running things, so we ain't taking them all. Oh, listen, I got a little dog was rescued. If somebody from Louisiana wants it, I'll give you my phone number. It's about 5 pounds, a little black dog, kind of long hair. It is precious. If somebody wants it, I got five dogs here. I can't take no more. They're all leaving the dogs.
Please, I hope my wife isn't listening right now.
She is so precious, but she's a little female, and she is so lovable, so thankful to be out of that, you know?
Have you given her a name yet?
No, I got five dogs here, Mr. Jones. I can't take no more.
We'll call her Sweetie Pie. Well, you want somebody to call you if they live nearby?
Yeah, oh, God, yes. I got five dogs here.
Well, tell folks where you live.
I live in Walker, Louisiana on K Market.
Walker, Louisiana on K Market.
Have anybody around here about Charles, they know who I am.
Well, do you want to, you don't want to give them your number?
Yeah, 791-7605.
Yeah, give it again.
791-7605. And she'd make a good dog. She is so lovable. She's just happy to be away from that right now. I just can't afford it. My checks have been cut out from New Orleans to get my retirement check. I don't know how we're gonna do. We got a home now, you know. We're gonna be all right. But we did everything we could for the victims. But I'm telling you the truth. The news media changed their whole story. It was really down on Bush. Bush come down here, and I just news media is just as crooked as the police. They just as crooked as the police.
All right, well, Charles, keep checking in with us as things develop.
Yes, sir. God bless you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones. And everybody, please wake up and get these tapes. I mean, this could happen to Texas. This could happen to any of you, any state.
I have no doubt the feds are going to nuke cities. Oh, yeah.
Well, why are the people not buying the tapes? Can you answer me that? What is wrong with the people? I can't afford them all to put out the tapes no more right now. I can't afford it. Somebody else is going to have to take off here from where I left off and start getting these tapes
out.
Don't
worry, Charles. They are. A lot of folks are doing good, and God bless you.
I hope so, Mr. Jones. I'm so worried I'm not putting the tapes out. I feel so tired and sick. I'm just sick. I don't know if I got something. My wife's tired. We're worried. How are we going
to
make it?
You need to just relax and just put it all in God's hands. Just give it up, you know, turn it over to God and take care, Charles. Charles has made over 6,000 copies of my videos and other videos there in Louisiana over the last 5 years. And he's a retired longshoreman, and you heard him. He can't make copies anymore because he doesn't have any money. He isn't even getting his retirement check. And now they're starting to admit this will affect the economy. Now the Treasury Secretary Snow, normally giving us a Snow job, he told us how great it would be to have a valueless dollar a few years ago. Now we're learning that it's not good. And it is affecting the economy, and it's not good. Robert in Colorado. Go ahead, Robert.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Great show as always. On that order that the mayor of New Orleans gave, can he legally do that? I mean, physically force someone to leave their house? I didn't think he could do that.
Well, you couldn't under common law in the Constitution, but under the new FEMA laws, which, again, are totally illegitimate, they have tried to legitimize it and tried to train people. But no, always under common law, you have the right, unless you are in imminent harm, say if a fire is rushing towards you, to stay there. And I think because this government showed itself to be so inept, so criminal, so predatory, I wouldn't trust the government. I wouldn't go with FEMA. I mean, the families aren't just not leaving because they are taking their dogs away from them and their cats. Also, they're breaking their children up. And I guarantee you, say if this happened in Austin, and they were saying, I don't trust the government. And if I knew that there was room on those buses and they just said, well, no, we're going to break your family up. You'll get the next bus. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get your child, the most dangerous place for your child. Now, this has even been on the cover of Time magazine, folks. This is the federal numbers. Your child is five times in greater danger in government hands than in anybody else's. It is so orphanages are safer as long as they're private. Everything is safer. Nothing is more dangerous than this government. And there is ineptness, not just evil in government. I mean, they're flying refugees to the wrong Charleston. You know, they don't even know what cities they're going to. And they can't help you. They won't help you. A lot of these government people are felons who like a badge and a gun so they can pull women over and rape them. You know, this is what they're up to.
Yeah, I think one painful lesson to be drawn from this past 7 days is that clearly the government not only doesn't care about you, is unable to help you at all. You're on your own. The other thing real quick, Alexander, you always talk about the Berkey water filters. I'm just wondering, would those still, I heard a quick story on, read on the internet today about possible, Ebola viruses getting in the water.
Ebola?
Ebola.
Ebola's in Africa.
Not Ebola, I'm sorry.
E. coli.
E. coli, yeah, I'm sorry, thank you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
E. coli. If that got into the water, would a Berkey be able to filter something
well,
like that?
Well, it is in the water, and it's already killed at least 8 people. It killed 5 people yesterday, and they're not doing blood tests on most of them, so they don't even know how many have died. But just by happenstance, people are dying of E. coli left and right. I guarantee you, if they're telling you it's 8, it's probably 50 times that. Because, you know, reporting is so low compared to actual incidences. And, oh, yeah, I mean, all those septic tanks, all those sewers, all that animal waste, 8-9 days of humans defecating everywhere, animals defecating. It is a nightmare in the 80% underwater. The areas that aren't underwater aren't in that great of danger as long as they get fresh food and water into them. And, yes, sir. The Berkey, the British Berkey and the American Berkey, that we promote. Notice we haven't been plugging it this week. We should have. It a new standard. The black Berkey element takes it to non-detectable levels. And wow. Funny thing is, the University of Louisiana did the. It was one of the universities that he had do the test on the British Berkey versus the black Berkey. The British Berkey is incredible. We also sell those. But the black Berkey, non-detectable. They dump green lawn growth. Lawn growth is actual petri dish green water, slime water, into the test Berkey, not the Berkey you buy, folks. It's sterile. They pour it in. It goes through the filters. They put an electron microscope a week later, giving bacteria time to grow, on the water that was filtered, and nothing can be found. A new standard.
Wow.
Even reverse osmosis isn't 100%. This is a new standard. So, yes, sir, these gravity filters are the way to go. They will make that water 100% delicious and safe.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Tim, Jason, Nathan, Rick, your calls are all coming up. And there's so many facets to this unfolding disaster. Also, I want to get into the Supreme Court situation, what's happening with the free trade area of the Americas, all of it. But because Robert in Denver brought up the big Berkeys, I should get Debbie on to talk about it, especially during this disaster. There are a lot of different filters out there, but a charcoal-style filter that you buy, say, at Home Depot or something, I've read the specs. I don't use those. They just cut out bad flavor, bad taste. They just clean out a little bit of stuff. That's why they're $50 instead of $250. Reverse osmosis is very good, but you can't haul that around in the field. And still, reverse osmosis isn't 100%. Sometimes some of the particles get through that diaphragm, but it's still almost 100%. And then you've got, the Thames River was so polluted, Queen Elizabeth gave an award to British Birkin 150-something years ago. More than that, she gave a big award because she was getting sick. She was sickly. Everybody was sick. They were drinking that water out of the river. And the scientists came up with a way to have these porous ceramics, because you notice how limestone, dirty water could go down through an aquifer and come out clean on the other side. And, of course, since the hundreds of years, it's gotten better and better and better. And when you've got Dutch or British missionaries in Africa or wherever, they take the stainless steel little British Birkins with them because they're very tough, very compact, very simple to use. And, they cut out all the bacteria. The Black Birkins, an American upgrade of the British design, even cuts out things even smaller. Now, a Chinese or Indian knockoff is $300. Totally worthless. That's not true. They cut out a lot of stuff, pretty much make it safe, but nothing near an American or British Birkin. But the little sports bottles, though, that they make in America and sell have a big element. And they'll cut out all your E. coli and problems and make it safe to drink. They will not cut out all the chemicals because they're so small. They will reduce them. Those are things that are, $25 a piece. And the brand that New Millennium sells it's got a big element, in the sports bottle. A lot of these units you see sold have a tiny little element, and those aren't as good. I don't know, it's over 25% off when you tell them it's an Alex Jones special. I mean, a $300 filter is, $225. A $35 filter is, $25. And it makes our international shortwave outreach possible. We really appreciate them. And it's a great product, and I suggest you get it. But you know what? I don't drink out of a big Berkey because I'm worried about a disaster. The disaster's already happened. The poisons that are in our water already are the creeping death. And so your water just tastes so much better. And why would you let your children drink tap water? I mean, come on, folks. Give New Millennium a call. I wasn't going to plug this, but he brought it up. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gift you want in the comment section, and it's an Alex Jones special to get those discounts. BerkeyWater.com or 888-803-4438, or you can also order the filters off InfoWars.com, and in the comment section, say you want a free sports bottle or the video sheltering in place or what you want, and we'll get that out to you. So InfoWars.com or 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. All right. We're going to come back and go to your calls. Kim, Jason, Nathan, Rick, and others. Got some guests coming in later as well. 1-800-259-9231. Straight to your calls. Straight to your calls when we get back. And we'll talk about whatever issues you want to talk about, anything you want to discuss. And again, I want to thank all of our affiliates, all of our sponsors, the great folks that make the broadcast possible at Genesis, my producers, just everybody. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.